I just spoke with some of our fellow California residents over here, so I'm excited to actually invite them on stage over here and invite them to come on board and do a quick interview with them. So
perfect. Yeah, I'll let you take it away.
Thank you, sir. CSULA, right?
Absolutely.
Awesome. So why don't you guys introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about your project.
Well, my name's Imtiaz Razak.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Gabor Kandas.
Zach Skinner.
Awesome. So,
and we're from Cal State LA, as you know, and our game is Slash Admin. We're Defenestrate Studios.
Nice. So tell us a little bit about Slash Admin.
Well, Slash Admin is an internet-themed real-time strategy game where you build networks and you defend it and you hack other networks.
Really? So describe a little bit about the gameplay to us.
So it's an essential real-time strategy theme. So you build networks, you place things like routers, modems, switches, you place it on a grid, and then you create software units at your disposal. They're like your little soldiers. Nice. And you basically guide them to wherever they have to go, and you defend yourself and you attack.
Wow, that's pretty interesting and pretty amazing. So have you guys logged in a lot of hours playing this and testing this already?
Well, it's still in a really early stage, actually. The current build, we just started in January. So we've been workshopping it around the computer science department, and we've gotten really good feedback.
Very cool. Yeah. Very nice. So what was the motivation behind this project? I mean, when you think real-time strategy games, or if you even think about, like, IT in general, like no one really thinks about it as a game. So what was the motivation and inspiration behind it?
Well, we really wanted to do something kind of fresh in the real-time strategy genre, and also it's just, oh, I don't know, we just got really excited about trying to do something that we hadn't seen before, and we wanted to do something for the hardcore gamers out there, because we feel like the market's really been moved towards the casual, and some of the hardcore gamers are kind of getting left behind.
Definitely, and I understand you guys have put in a lot of hours into this. I mean, were there any crazy stories that came from this that you know no one really knows about?
Well, there was one night just before the submission that we were working on campus, and we were there past midnight, about when the alarm starts to
trigger. That's
normal,
though, right?
Yeah, right. So,
that's normal.
So we were so afraid to leave the room and trigger an alarm in the building that we decided we'd just stay there until we got all the work done. So we were there until about 4 in the morning, and we left the building, and nobody seemed to notice. We walked past some police officers on campus, and they didn't even blink an eye.
That was a team bonding exercise, right?
Definitely.
More than anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So keep yourself sustained on like what energy drinks and whatever.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
We ordered a pizza to the engineering department. Yeah.
Oh man, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. So over the past couple of days, like you've heard from a lot of thought leaders, you've heard a lot from a lot of industry leaders. What are some key takeaways that you can share with the world?
One of the things that they've really said about startups is that don't be afraid to fail. I mean, dream big and go for it. You know, we were at Rocket Space yesterday, and there's a lot of opportunities out there that we didn't even know existed. I mean, a shared office space, I'd never heard of that before, and it was really, really cool.
Yeah. Very so, nice. Anyone else?
Yeah. One thing I kind of took away is to be really passionate about what you want to do, and just even if you fail, don't give up. Just keep trying, because eventually you'll have something.
Definitely.
Yeah, it was a great experience, and seeing all the other teams, how enthusiastic about their products, and
it's been
inspiring.
A real community environment.
Well, can you give us a couple of examples of that?
Well, like, I mean, I've been throwing ideas to the team pitch about their cloud sharing program, and we've just kind of just been very kind of collaborative, people talking about each other's projects and kind of like, well, why don't you do this? And throwing ideas around just, you know.
Yeah, and they actually mentioned that during their interview as well. You know, yeah. They're really, really grateful. And they were like, this is like such a huge like collaborative event more than anything. It's like less of a competition, more like people just helping each other more than anything, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I thought it was going to be a lot more cutthroat than it is.
Hey, we're all nice here, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely. So, if you were to kind of summarize like your entire project, and you want to leave to inspire the world and kind of get them to start thinking about those innovative ideas, like how would you go ahead and leave that off with?
I don't know. There's so much in it that we're trying to get done. it's going to be one of the big things is it's going to have a persistent state across multiple devices. So you're going to be able to play this game on every device you own with a unique interface built for that particular type of device, and you'll be able to play the same game save through a cloud saving mechanism.
Definitely. Yeah. And that's amazing right there. Mm-hmm. I mean, that in itself. So I understand you guys are going up next to do your pitch soon. So best of luck to you up there.
Thank you very much.
And I want to thank you for everything. Sounds good, guys.
All right.